Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Tyler. Can I start out with your 16-digit reservation code?
2511-0401-0018-9421.
Perfect. Just give me a second here to pull up your profile, and we can get the ball rolling here. Okay, looks like, is this a Canon Beauty Supply?
Correct.
Okay, and am I speaking to, is it Aviv?
Yes.
Perfect. Aviv, how do you pronounce your last name? Zaki? Zaki?
Yes. Okay, you did your homework very well, I see. I don't know how you got all this information.
We're pretty good over here. So let me just confirm a few things here as far as the profile is concerned, and then we can answer any questions you may have, okay? Perfect, perfect. Are you 100% ownership there?
Correct.
Okay, and can you confirm the billing address there for the business?
5873 Canaan Road, Agora Hills, California, 91301.
Okay, and then as far as your business structure, are you guys a C-Corp, LLC, S-Corp, proprietorship?
It's S-Corporation.
S-Corp, okay. And then when did you guys start the business? We have now 1996, is that correct?
1985,
okay. Make that adjustment there. And then is the best number of contact there, is it still 818-889-5401?
That's my office number, yes. And if you want my cell, I can give you my cell.
Yeah, what's that there for you?
818-489-8604.
Sorry, say those last four digits.
489-8604.
8604. 8604. Okay. Perfect. And then is CanonBeautySupply.com the website there?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So depending on kind of what you're looking for, you know, we do have multiple programs here. So if you can kind of just paint a picture for what you're looking for, I can point you in the right direction.
Well, you know, I have two existing loans that I'm paying off every month. I just wanted to stretch it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe pay them off and continue with you. But it all depends how much you cost, how much you're charging for the money.
Okay, yeah. So you're kind of looking to refinance the two, kind of consolidate under one?
Yes.
Okay. Can you kind of explain the two current loans that you have, like how much, who they're with, how much the balance is,
one
stuff like that?
One of them is Bank of America. It was
okay.
A commercial loan.
Okay.
Started, it was like $90,000. I'm down to under $40,000.
Okay, $40,000 current balance started. Original amount was $90,000.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the other one that you have?
The other one, it's Citibank. It was a line of credit that they accelerated. It was about $150,000. I'm down to a little under $100,000.
Just under $100,000? Okay. Okay, okay.
Talking combined, probably 150.
Okay, so give or take, right around 150 total?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Yeah, so are you familiar with a working capital program there?
No, explain it to me.
Yeah, so the way it works is it's very similar to like a line of credit in the sense that you get approved for the largest amount possible and you can use however much you see fit. The big difference is with a line of credit, you know, it's typically based off of what your credit is. With working capital, it's based more off what your top line revenue is. It usually just allows you to kind of have more available cash to you. Do you guys know what you did in gross annual sales there last year? And I can kind of get a ballpark for what we can potentially free up for you.
1.2, 1.3, I think would be the same thing this year.
Okay, 1.2, 1.3 mil. And you're on track to do about the same this year, you said?
Approximately. In fact, it's much better this year because we wholesale, retail, online. We added the online since last year, so
mm-hmm.
Some of the sales.
Gotcha. So you said you just launched that this year?
Last year.
Last year you did the online? Okay, and what is it you guys do there? Is it just basic kind of like beauty supplies and equipment? What is it you guys kind of specialize in?
No, we are a full-service beauty supply distribution. We sell to salon. We have a 3,000 square feet front store in Agora Hills, which is
wow.
The store upgrade. I mean, beautiful neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
8,000 square feet. I have a 5,000 square feet warehouse in Westlake, which we do all the wholesale and the online business from there.
Wow. You guys just kind of slowly grow, or how did you guys get to be that big? That's pretty big facilities you have there.
It's not overnight. I've been in this business since 1976.
Wow.
And then I opened this company in 1985, and we're over 30 years. We're still going.
Well, that's very impressive. You guys have been through some serious ups and downs there with the economy, I'm sure.
Yeah, listen, it's not what it used to be. I used to do 2.2, 2.3 back in 1988.
You were doing that kind of money back then?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
And it declined tremendously. I guess like everybody else.
Yeah, I was going to say you're probably not the only one.
Yeah, we're trying to survive. What can I tell you?
It's hey.
So what I have these two loan payments every mm-hmm. month, which is a little over $5,000 a month. And it's just a little bit choking me, see what I mean?
Yeah, no, of course. That's definitely not going to be an ideal situation there for you. Was it like weekly, monthly, daily payment structures that they had on the Bank of America loan?
No, I get it. The Bank of America, I get a bill that I pay on the 10th of every month.
So once a month, monthly payments?
I can tell you the amount in 1 second. I can tell you exactly where it is. Yeah, sure. I just like to have a little breathing time. Okay, the Bank of America, the Citibank, the principal amount is $22.87.33, and they charge me, I think, 5.25%, it's $482.59, it's $27.69.92, together.
Okay.
And Bank of America, this is an automatic payment that comes off my account.
Mm-hmm.
The Bank of America, it's $22.87.33. Oh, I gave you that.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, wasn't that the Citi one?
That was the Citi one. Let me see the Bank of America. Oh, here's the Bank of America. It is 1979.17 and 181.34. Of course, it's coming down.
Mm-hmm.
And the principal balance is 37,000. It's less than what I thought.
Okay. So the B of A is 37K.
Yeah.
And then the Citi, you said it's just under 100,000. Do you have the current balance on the Citibank one?
Okay, let me see it again. I thought I gave it to you. If I can get him off my back and stretch it a little bit longer, it would be much. Let's see. 102,929.
102, okay. Perfect.
102,929.63.
So you're right around, so you're just about 140K is what you got there. So with what you're saying your sales are, we'll probably be able to free up right around anywhere from 100 to 140K. So you're right on the edge of possible refinancing options that we can look at. What does your credit look like?
Good.
Good, like 700s, or do you remember the number last time you got it pulled?
So yeah. You know, if you doing the loan and you can go to the max 250, even though I don't need it. And then I'll cash just a little under, probably 140. Pay these two, that's going to free me some money. and then I can make payment on this. But it all depends what you're charging on that.
Yeah, the thing is with your gross annual sales, you know, you're about 1.2. We'd be able to free up anywhere from about 100 to 140,000, I think, would probably be the range of what we can free up. So
even if I'll take your money and pay them and get them off the picture and then pay you, the question is how long, for how long, and for how much?
Yeah, so basically term-wise, our working capital loans are anywhere from 3 months to 36 months. First-timers usually get in on the 6 to 24-month range. And then the rate isn't – we actually don't do an interest rate. We do a fixed payback amount. So basically, depending on what programs you qualify for, basically however much the payback amount is tacked on to the – amount you take out on the loan, and then you just make even either monthly, weekly, or daily payments.
How much is that?
It's just going to depend on which program you get approved for, the amount. I'd never want to throw out a number before we actually see.
Let's assume I'm going with 140.
Okay.
What is the fixed amount that you charge on that?
There's no like specific rate we do here. Us being a secondary source of funding, we kind of work with a very large spectrum of businesses. We don't just have one rate and then you either qualify or you don't. We're usually able to cater to a lot of different businesses and the specific situations that they're in. But as far as the application process goes, it's very little paperwork that we actually need. And once you get it over, we're usually able to get you an answer in about 24 hours. And underwriting...
That doesn't bother me at this point. I want to know how much this money will cost me and what's the term of your loan. Now, you said it's between 3 months and what, 36 months?
Correct.
Okay, well, that's already no good.
What was it you were looking for?
It's a fixed payment. I'm paying that. I got this one for 4 years, and I'm paying every month. Eventually, I will pay it off. And I have another year and a half on the Bank of America, and I'll pay it off. Now, you want me to take $150,000 from you and pay you in 36 months? What are you going to charge me, like $7,000-$8,000 a month?
Like I said, I don't have a specific number here. You know, my job is to get you the best approval possible. Another option that we can look at, though, would be like a secondary position for you to free up capital that way. And you can use that to maybe take out a big chunk of those payments. Or if you had any other plans there for the business, were you only looking to consolidate loans, or did you have possible other plans there for the business you were going to be looking at?
Oh, I just want to consolidate the loan.
Okay.
For my payment and for a longer length of time.
Okay. Well, I mean, like I told you, based off of your credit, the fact that you've been in business as long as you have, that's going to play extremely well in the length of the term. And you're right on the cusp there of what we could look at for refinancing options. So if it is something you're looking to do, if you want to get rid of this, consolidate it under one, I can push for the longest amount of term possible. I usually am able to work very closely with my underwriters. So I will take every consideration that you're looking into this loan. I can do that for you. So if you want the term as long as possible, I can push for that.
It all depends. I've seen these loans. You know, I have a feeling it's the same one. I mean, if you're going to take to these, let's see, $20,000 in fee, then I'm not interested. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah. What kind of rate are you looking for then? What's a rate you want me to shoot for?
I have no idea. I'm paying 5.25 now.
Okay. So you're working with 5.25, and that's, is that rate yearly? Is it compounded quarterly? Do you know?
No, it's every month. You know, that's what it is. It's prime plus whatever, 2 points or whatever.
Okay. So I got a range there of what you're working with. So you're paying 5.25% a month.
Yeah, I'm paying 5.25%. So I'm not going to go and pay you 8 or 9 or 10%.
Of course. That's what I'm saying. If we have a match or beat policy here. So if that's what you're working with right now, I can push that. I can push that on the underwriters there for us to get in that ballpark there. Just the more information we have, the better answers we'll be able to get you.
I just needed to go to a little bit longer length of time so I can lower my monthly payment.
Okay, yeah. Well, like I said, I can push for a longer term length there. We can see what we can do. If your credit and your time in business match up to what you said, it's definitely going to be easier for me to do so. They usually will only give the longer terms, you know, to the businesses that are solidified and can proven that they can make payments there in the past. So you have that going for your side.
You see, I'm making the payment to the two banks. Plus, you know, I'm running the business with everyday expenses. And we've been in business for what, almost 32, 33 years.
Yeah, over 30 years, which is beyond impressive. So, I mean, as far as the application process goes, it's just a one-page app. It is. Did you guys file 2015 taxes, or did you do an extension?
No, we filed.
You filed? Okay, so it would just be that, and then it'd be 6 months of your most recent bank statements, and then we would just need the current statements on those two loans so that they can look at the consolidation there for the two loans, and we can usually get you an answer in right around 24 hours for what you're going to be working with.
Before I'll send all of these, see if you can do your homework and give me an idea. I don't want to go through all of these if it's not going to work.
Of course, of course.
So read it. I saw it. I said I'll give you a call. I get approached like this every day by 200 different other banks and private
Yeah.
banks. I'm not interested.
I understand. I understand.
For some reason, I looked at that. So you tell me what your frame of work pretty much, and I'll make a decision if I want to pursue it or
Okay.
not.
Okay, Aviv. What's a good email there for you, and I can shoot this information over for you, and you can take a look at it.
Aviv, Aviv, Zakai, Zakay, at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Perfect. I will shoot this information over to you. It's going to summarize the offer we did send out. It'll have the list of what we need for the approval. There'll be a link in there as well to our website that'll break down, you know, kind of what our loans look like, you know, past reviews on them and stuff. And then I'll give you a call here Monday. What's a good time that works for you there, and I can follow up with you.
I'm here at 9 o'clock.
You're here there at 9? Okay. I'll try and get you in early there. That way we can answer any questions you may have and hopefully get this moving forward and see what we can do for you.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Aviv. Enjoy your weekend. It was good talking to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.